We need help.
One of the comments made by Mayor John Tory as he announced the opening of 800 additional beds for refugee claimants. Tory says Toronto will have to spend more than $64 million by the end of this year in dealing with Canada's huge influx of asylum seekers, illegally crossing from the U.S. That surge began shortly after President Donald Trump took office nearly a year and a half ago. 27,000 people, many of them fearing extradition under Trump's new immigration policies, headed north and illegally crossed the border into Canada, where they claimed refugee status. So far this year, more than 7,500 crossed into Quebec from New York State. And of those, many head straight for Toronto, and they're filling up the city's shelter system. Paul Raftus is with the Toronto Shelter Support and Housing Administration.
We've exhausted our capacity and our human resources to be able to deal with additional people.
Raftus says every day 10 new asylum seekers are entering Toronto's shelter system. Mayor Tory says the city supports Canada's efforts to welcome the refugee claimants, but with so many entering the country, Toronto should not have to shoulder the financial burden alone.
For property taxpayers to bear that, even in a big city like Toronto, is a big burden. And it's not a burden that I believe we should be sharing by ourselves when this is something that is as a result of international circumstances and as a result of federal government policy, which we support.
Tory expects nearly 4,500 asylum seekers in Toronto's shelter system by November, and that would take up more than half of the available beds, a situation he describes as already at an emergency state. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.